Jesus, you're the lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me, Lord, from the miry clay. You set my feet upon the rock. Now I know that I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. You're my Savior, my closest friend. Our God is greater, amen. Let's sing it to Him.
The water you turned into wine, you opened the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you.
Come on, church family.
None like you.
Into the darkness.
Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you.
Do you believe it?
There's none like you.
We love you, Jesus. Come on.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God.
Our God is greater.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God.
Turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you.
There's none
like you.
That's my Lord.
Into the darkness you shine.
You shine.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you.
Come on, church family.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God.
Our God is greater.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
And if our God is for us,
and if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, stand against, stand against, what can stand against?
Our God is greater.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is here. Awesome in power, our God, our God.
One more time.
Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's good to have you with us. And if you're out in the courtyard, come on in. And actually, we've read through Psalm every Sunday. I thought, let's go through Proverbs, the book of wisdom. And some of it, we won't read the entire chapter. We'll read about half of it, and it'll give us enough to meditate on as we go. But it is the book of wisdom. And so 31 chapters, so it's always great. Maybe you on your own could read a chapter a day for the month, and always great to have the wisdom, and that's what we're going to see. We're going to see kids or young ones obey their parents, and we're going to see this morning bad company corrupts good morals. So we'll go up to about verse 19. So you can follow along in your Bibles or in the overhead. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the naive, to the youth knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. To understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and the riddles, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Indeed, they are a graceful wreath to your head and ornaments about your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, even whole as those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious wealth. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Throw in your lot with us. We shall all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way of them. Keep your feet from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they hasten to shed blood. Indeed, it is useless to spread the net in the eyes of a bird, but they lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who gains by violence. It takes away the life of the possessor. Father, we do thank you for this incredible book, Lord, that deals with just about every aspect of our life, Lord, and walking in wisdom, walking in wise counsel according to your word. Lord, I pray that we do that, Lord, as we come to you this morning to worship you. Lord, I pray that it would be just a real mark of our life dedicated and committed to you. So, Lord, we do pray that you fill this place, Lord, with your presence. Lord, fall upon us in a great way, Lord, as we worship you in spirit and in truth. And we love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Feel free to stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Who made shall I fear? Whom in shall I fear? Singing, oh no, you never let go. Through the calm, through the storm, oh no, you never let go. Every high, every low, oh no, you never let go. Would you never let go of me? Hallelujah, Jesus, you never let go of us. 'Cause I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. Glorious light beyond all compare. There will be an end. There will be an end to these troubles. But until that day comes, live to know you're near on the earth, and I will fear, and I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me,
Lord, we just thank you right now. We're filled with wonder at the mention of your beautiful name. We call you by your name this morning. We honor you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Jesus Messiah, name above all names, oh blessed, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. He's the rescue for us all, the rescue for sin. Praise you, Lord.
Lord, we come to worship you. We come to praise your great name. You're so worthy, God. You're so worthy of all honor, all glory, all power forever. It belongs to you.
Bless the Lord.
Praise you.
our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. It's grace.
Thank you.
Go shine the light of Jesus. Let his presence be known. God bless.